Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland misplays the ball. That's an error on Sutherland. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor fields it and throws to home to get Santo. Banks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Savage hits a pop-up towards short. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rojas strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holtzman moves to second. Billy Williams, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Hundley moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dick Hall now pitching. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hall, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor fields the ball and throws to Hall covering. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Callison reaches second base with a double. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. Two outs. Billy Cowan pinch hits for Dick Hall. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill White pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland misplays the ball. That's an error on Sutherland. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 4 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up towards short. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs pinch hits for Gene Oliver. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Callison is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.